My guest at this time is Matthew Staver. He is the chairman of Liberty Council. We've asked for his reaction today as the U.S. Department of Education has ordered a Chicago, Illinois area school district to allow a biological male to change and shower with girls as a result of him being allowed to play on a girls' athletic team. And Matt, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
The quote from Assistant U.S. Secretary for Civil Rights Catherine Lamont says, "All students deserve the opportunity to participate equally in school programs and activities. This is a basic civil right." What do you make of this decision, and what sort of precedent does it set?
You know, some things are so stupidly profound that the fact is it's hard to even respond to something like that. To say that this is a basic civil right for a young boy to use a girl's shower room, locker room, and restroom is absolutely absurd. Certainly these girls deserve privacy. They deserve respect. And no one would expect that when they're in the shower, a boy is going to come into the same shower that they're in. That is absolutely absurd. It's dangerous. It sets a very bad precedent. This is just looking at objective reality and saying that it's completely something different than what it really is. This is a bad precedent by this Department of Education, and certainly it's coming from the very top at the president's level. And I think it sends a bad precedent, and I think it places children at risk in these schools.
The school district at some point, and I don't have the background of the story, but for some reason the school district allowed this biological male to participate on a girls' sports team. So once that decision was made, was this eventually going to happen?
Well, I don't think the school should have allowed that in the first place, but allowing a boy to play on the girls' team doesn't mean that the boy has the right to go into the privacy of a shower room and locker room and restroom. That's a completely different situation. So one doesn't beget the other, but the first decision to allow this boy to play on the girls' team was a wrongheaded decision as well.
And Matt, this is an order from the U.S. Department of Education. It's not legislation. It's not a court decision. So what recourse does the school district have if it decides to challenge this ruling?
Well, I think the school should not abide by this ruling. The school is placing all of the other students at risk, placing the parents at risk when they send their young girl to a school. How would you feel if boys could come into the girls' locker room? I mean, imagine that when you were in school, if boys could just walk into the girls' shower room while they're showering in a stage of undress. I mean, that is opening up the door to absolute abuse and harm that will be inflicted on these young girls. This is wrong. It jeopardizes their sanctity of privacy, and the school should resist this absolutely ridiculous position of the Department of Education.
I know you already consider what just happened as a mind-blowing development, but where do you see this headed?
Well, I think it's headed to complete anarchy. I mean, this whole gender identity is just a complete abolition of objective reality of the natural created order, whether people like it or not, whether they want to admit it or not. There are two sexes. There are males and females. There's men and women. There's boys and girls. And that's just the way it is. There's not 40 different genders. There's not boys who can think that they're a woman and therefore become a woman. And vice versa. This is absolute objective reality just completely thrown aside. And at the end of the day, it is an absolute rebellion against our Creator who created you and I in His image, and He created male and female.
Last topic, Matt. We've obviously discussed now what the school district could possibly do. What about parents? If the school district either decides not to do anything or takes a different course of action, what rights do parents have here?
Well, parents ought to protest to the ceiling at the next school board meeting. They ought to demand for some responsible action by the school board that governs this. And if they don't get the action, then they ought to pull their children from school and put them in a different school. They ought to vote these people out of office. And they ought to not take this sitting down silently or quietly. The future of their children, the sanctity and well-being of their sons and daughters, their grandchildren, is at stake.
Matt, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Matthew Staver is the chairman of Liberty Council. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.